Of course, if you tell my mom that, I will fervently deny it and call you a liar. Mm-hmm. And this conversation never happened. Cakes aside, I really like your parents. They're friendly and they're funny. And they're clearly as mad as you. They've been dying to meet me. Well, I can't really blame them. I mean, pretty great. By the way, what the hell is this bed made of? I have never felt anything so fluffy before in my life. Oh, it's duck down, huh? Why aren't your parents rich? I knew I chose well. You know, aside from all the trivial things like personality, looks, compatibility. yeah, those things just don't add up when you compare with duck down duvets. Well, I'm glad you understand. Can we take this bed back home with us, please? So comfy. I don't think I'll even want to get up for Christmas tomorrow. I think he'll be like, I'm very sorry, Mr. and Mrs., but I'm afraid the only plans I have is to stay here and hibernate. And unfortunately, your son has to stay with me. For showing me to your parents. It's not exactly a small step. And thank you for singing my praises. And complimenting me. And making sure I feel comfortable and accepted. I'll tell you a secret. It felt so freaking good. You know, when you can feel somebody loving you, protecting you, just making sure you're all right. It's the best feeling in the whole world. So thank you. Excuse me, but where exactly is your hand going? You naughty boy. In your parents' house? The shame. Minutes ago, it was all board games and bad jumpers and hot cocoa. And the second we're alone together, this is what you come up with? No, I would never complain about that. I actually... have a keen appreciation. For your filthy. I know your parents like me, but I don't think they're ready for this yet. No, it is, it's purely a coincidence that, I'm wearing your favorite lingerie. How dare you? I would never plan anything of the sort. And you always know exactly the right way. To grab my tits. I think you're an evil genius about it. You use your powers of tit grabbing for God. quiet if you do that. Good. Hey, no, you evil man. Don't bite me. Come on, pants off. It's true. He is always happy to see me. That's because he is such a good boy. Is it hard for you, baby? You look so swollen. Maybe I should, try to help him. I know, I'm so generous. Keep your voice down. It's not nice, is it? When you're the one panting and moaning. Potentially embarrassing yourself in front of honey. Finding it hard to care, though. That just felt.